what's it worth? How to set prices so you earn money. Take the guesswork out of turning profits quickly. Okay, so you're on the verge of posting something. You've got everything ready. You got your pictures, you got your description, and all that. And you know you're going to make a profit, but now comes the final moments of how you're going to price this item. Okay, so before we just jump into, you know, just before we randomly select a price that we want to post it for, let's just spend a few moments to try and make you smarter and know how to think better so that you can, one, sell the item, you know, flip it quickly, and two, flip it for the maximum profit, dollar amount possible. Okay, there's so many people out there who, when they start flipping, they get everything right. Every single part of the business is right. You know, they're finding items, they're taking killer pictures, they know how to write descriptions that sell, but they miss one thing, and that is they don't know how to price it, or they either price their items too low. Okay, now, just like you can price an item too high where it'll never sell, you can also do the opposite, and it's more common. It's actually even worse if you're, pricing your items too low, because you're basically, you're selling the item and making some money, but you're leaving a ton of money on the table long term. Okay. Now, if you think about it, let's say that, let's try and paint a quick picture for you. Just a small example. Let's say that every item you post up for sale, everything you buy and you repost for sale, you happen to price it $20 less than what you can price it for. So let's say that, you've got 10 different items, okay? 10 items, and you just keep underpricing them. So you post it for X dollars, but in reality, if you posted it for just $20 more and sold it for just $20 more, it would have still sold. $20, missing out on $20 may not sound like a big deal, but think about this. Imagine if this happens with 10 items. I mean, I could sell 10 items in a week. You know, it could go really quick. So think about the big picture of things. If you sell 10 items that are underpriced by $20, meaning you could have posted it for $20 more and still got it, but you kind of just priced it low. $20 times 10 is $200. So you basically left $200 on the table because you underpriced the item. Okay. So now this tip alone, just simply spending some time learning how to price things properly will, make you a lot more money without you actually putting in that much more effort. I mean, the $200 that you would have missed out on those 10 items, the only way to get that $200 would be you would have just had to price your items $20 more than what you priced it for. You know, so I hope that makes sense. I didn't want it to, sound too confusing, but the point is, the price you post on an item is basically that flashing light that attracts the buyer. And, the ad actually sells them on it. Okay, so, but here's the thing. You want to, you kind of have to, over time, as you keep, continue to flip things, really, really try and experiment. Okay, I would say as anyone starting out looking to make money flipping things, on eBay, Craigslist, thrift stores, pawn shops, wherever, spend maybe the first, first year, but that's, even the first set, few months, okay? Spend the first few months or few weeks really experimenting with price. So even though you buy something and you know you could make $40 on it, experiment with it and see if you can make $100 with it, okay? Because you'd be surprised what people are willing to pay you for these items, okay? And, there's, a lot of people come up with, like, certain, pricing guidelines out there, like, for example, multiply by 2.5 or, multiply the item by 2.5 and post it at that price, or, stuff like find the average price on Craigslist for that item and just kind of go in that range. I mean, those are all smart. But like I said, it all depends on the item. You know, it's on a item by item basis. So, you know, another thing that affects price is, you know, geography affects price. So, you know, where you're located or where you're selling out of or to makes a difference. So, for example, if you're out in the, you know, middle of nowhere and, let's say you have like a $500, keyboard, like a Yamaha keyboard that's worth $500, you may have a lot of trouble selling that even for, you know, like $100. You know, and it's funny because a lot of times when I see items that are priced very, very low, where it's like, holy smokes, you know, are they really selling it for that low? They're usually out, you know, a little farther out of the city, you know, so like, you know, out in the country or like kind of far out. And the thing is, you know, these people post them so low because a lot of people just don't want to drive that far out. A lot of buyers, when they see that, you know, item X is, you know, 45 minutes away or an hour away, they just don't want to drive that far, you know? For me personally, it all depends on the deal. So for example, if I find an item that I know I could repost and make $40 profit on it and it's an hour away, starting out, I would have probably done it, but these days it's just not worth the time for me on my side, just because I know I could make that much in less time. But for example, if it was something where you know, I was going to make like $150 on it, then yeah, I'd be willing to drive you know, an hour away to get it. And then you just have to think about it this way. I mean, if you make $150, that's, you know, 2 hours, you're driving 2 hours. So 1 hour there and then 1 hour back. That's basically $75 an hour you're making. Not including gas, but I mean, I'd be okay with that. So, it all depends on your personal preference. I mean, like I said, if you're starting out, you know, go for it. Why not? I mean, if you have 2 hours or if you have an hour, if you're okay with driving an hour away to make like, you know, $50, you know, do it. I mean, you're going to gain the experience. You're going to gain, you know, the profit, obviously. And starting out, especially for, newcomers who are just starting out, it's all about getting that volume, you know, do as many deals as you can so that you can really build that experience very, you know, quickly and get a feel for things. I mean, that's how you learn ultimately. You learn by doing. So I would say jump into it, but, going back to what I was saying, yeah, geography affects prices. So when you're calculating averages, keep in mind, you know, allow for big city prices and rural bargains. You know, if you see like that Yamaha keyboard that's worth $500 posted for $50 in the middle of the country, you know, don't stop your search there. Keep looking because eventually you'll see the 10 other ads for the same keyboard posted for, you know, $400, $500, $300, you know, stuff like that. So, really keep that in mind when you're looking up price, the geography. Look at where the item is posted. And another thing to keep in mind is, you know, on eBay, I call them eBay search hacks. So when you're looking up the value of an item on eBay, there's a specific option in there. I think you have to go into the advanced search. I'll show you here in a sec. I'll make a separate video for you showing you. But when you're looking at eBay listings, there's a separate button that basically you click it and it shows sold listings only, okay? So that means it only shows that particular item, like sold listings that were sold in the past. Now that way you can get a true sense of what the market has been paying for that item, okay? Because sometimes when you look up an item on eBay, you'll notice that you might not catch it, but if you're familiar with the value of that item, you'll notice that a lot of people inflate their prices, okay? They inflate their prices on eBay, hoping that buyers will try and contact them outside of eBay, okay? I mean, it's completely unethical, but for example, maybe you'll see like an old Super Nintendo game that's kind of rare. I've seen this actually for a couple different things. Like, for example, you might see a Super Nintendo game, a specific game that is super rare, and you've heard that it's valuable. Like, oh yeah, so-and-so game is super hard to find, it's super valuable. and you might do a search on eBay and find someone selling it for $5,000. Okay. When in reality, if you look at other sites, you'll notice that it is still rare and, you know, more expensive, but it's only selling, you could easily get it for like 90 bucks. Okay. So stuff like that. Another example is, what is it called? Beanie Babies. So Beanie Babies are, I guess, okay. So apparently there's a super rare, Princess Diana version of a Beanie Baby that is, super rare and worth like a ton of money. Okay. So I remember there's even like blog posts on it. I think if you just Google like Princess Diana Beanie Baby, value or, you know, something like that. But anyway, there's always one on eBay. There's always a few on eBay that are selling. They're posted up for sale for several thousand dollars. Okay. So here's the thing. I remember, probably last year or something, I noticed I saw those on eBay. I'm like, oh, okay. Cause I know at, you know, if you notice at a lot of thrift stores, they've got tons of Beanie Babies. Okay. So if you know the specific ones that are worth a lot of money, you can kind of, keep your eye open for them. But anyway, these Beanie Babies were the Princess Diana one was posted on eBay for, you know, several thousand dollars. And crazy thing is that I walked into a thrift store once and right before my eyes, I walk towards the toy section and I see a little purple Beanie Baby. Okay. I get closer, I grab it, and I get this feeling, I get this rush. I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is the Princess Diana Beanie Baby. Okay. So I grab it, but, I also quickly just did another search. I researched it out and I found out that those two listings of the, you know, several thousand dollar price point of the Princess Diana Beanie Baby on eBay, they've been listed there for probably like years. I mean, they were listed for a while because, but then I also saw other listings of that same Beanie Baby posted for like $4 or $5, you know, so stuff like that. I mean, who knows? Maybe the folks who posted the Beanie Babies up for that expensive, they're just kind of sitting on them, hoping and waiting, maybe someone would be like, oh my God, yeah. Because that does happen. I mean, it does happen more than you think. It wouldn't be a huge shock if someone did whip out 10 grand and buy that Beanie Baby. But the point is, you want to be careful when you're looking at things, when you're pricing things, especially on eBay. Always look at the sold listings item, okay? And another thing is another tip on getting the most accurate price is visit forums. So if you just do a Google search and visit the brand forums where people are talking about what you're selling, I'm sure there are Beanie Baby forums out there where crazy, like, Beanie Baby fanatics are just hanging out there all day talking about it. You know, visit forums on whatever the item is, if it's like an antique or something, and just see what people have to say about it. Post a thread, get a thread started and be like, hey guys, here's what I came across. I'm just wondering, does anyone know about so-and-so and, et cetera. And yeah, that's really one way to stay educated on it. Another helpful tip is, keep a folder in your browser that basically has, information on, you know, folders and subfolders on pricing, you know, packaging, repairing, different, categories or forums, just so especially if you refer back to them a lot, it's helpful to create little folders like in your bookmarks tab and et cetera. But yeah, basically, I mean, to sum this section up, overall, you eventually it'll kind of become natural for you. I mean, your ability to determine value and basically get a feel for things will become natural. So you won't really have to think about it too much. And, which is good because that means you'll just attract deals more. You'll be able to pinpoint profits and deals better and, make more money that way. So really, focus on your price. Really learn how to price properly, how to seek out values and et cetera, because it'll serve you. And like I said, you don't want to miss out. You don't want to keep that much money on the table. You want to maximize your profits and find every little thing counts in flipping. Every little detail, every little trick. That's why I tell people, I'm like, you know, in the Flipping Ninja Blueprint, there could be that one tip or that one small idea or tip or sentence that will make you thousands of dollars. Okay. So every little detail counts. Every little tip counts. I mean, the price one is one of many that I've learned and discovered. So keep going through the blueprint. And like I said, keep doing those deals, because you'll start to notice the more experience you get, the more deals you do, you will eventually start to pick up on things yourself. Okay. You'll start to pick up these things and they'll really become second nature to you, where you don't even have to think about it. You're just out there doing. So wherever you go, you walk into a thrift store and you can walk out having made $300 in profits in just 15 minutes. Okay. I also include a video here in the blueprint for you that shows you how I made, I think it was like $220 in under 30 minutes just on Craigslist. I walked through, I literally just jumped on, I hit record on the screen capture software, and I show you exactly how I did it. Guys, it's so easy. Like I said, you just have to get in that mindset of learning these things so that, they become normal for you.